This is Dr. Marina Connolly. I'm doing the University of Rochester neuro story. I guess it starts back in sixth grade. We were asked to do a science experiment, and I chose to do mine. We had $50, and the my choice was to somehow test the intelligence of fish, and I had a wonderful teacher who indulged me and said that was fine, and I had aspirations of housing dolphins, but apparently that was going to be too expensive, so we ended up doing very, very tiny fish, and I trained them, or I thought I was training them, to touch different colors underwater and get fed, and that sort of started my interest in the brain, and later in college, I had a lot of friends who were in a neuroscience lab and were excited about going to medical school, and I wasn't really sure what to do, but I kind of tagged along with them and as they experimented with monkeys and was privy to conversations where I realized my passion was still in the brain. And then I worked in a molecular science lab in New York City under Jim Salzer for several years and became friendly with one of his mentors, Dr. Ruth Nass, who was a child neurologist in New York City. Applied to medical school, got into NYU, continued to have Dr. Nass as a mentor, and really decided that child neurology was my true passion. And I heard about a lot of different residency programs, and ultimately became very excited about Rochester. My husband at the time had a job in New York City that he couldn't leave, so decided to do PEDS residency in New York City and come up here to do the neurology portion, and was very excited when I matched, and that actually came to fruition. Completed residency here, and then stayed on to do a fellowship for 1 year in pain because I developed an interest in pain, headaches, chronic pain, and the interplay between the physical body and the psychological mind portion of the body and how they interact and how they interface in neurology. And I worked with Dr. Bazarian in concussion clinic. I worked with Dr. Carly Levine in headache, as well as Rice and Villanueva. I interfaced with Dr. Siegel, rheumatology. I interfaced with palliative care to some degree, Dr. Saylor and Dr. Koronis, and Dr. Kripe in adolescent medicine, and all of them really inspired me to continue down this path of working with children and teenagers, particularly who suffer from chronic pain. And because I've developed an interest, people have been sending their patients to me, and I've sort of expanded my interest in outside of just headaches and psychosomatic pain to actual, pain syndromes where people are born with, joint hypermobility, autonomic differences that cause them to have chronic pain, and I'm learning a lot about how to manage these patients, what the workup includes, and all these questions that come up that we don't have answers to. And so moving forward, now that I'm faculty here, I'm thinking about pursuing some research in two major areas that I sort of have got me thinking, no pun intended, are post-concussive symptoms. So there's a lot of people who have headaches after concussion and very typical, prolonged headache pattern after concussion, but then there's a subset of patients who really feel very different after concussion, have cognitive changes that they can't seem to get past, and I'm very interested in this subpopulation and how to identify them and what to do about them and what the pathophysiology behind this is, whether it's just a superimposed pre-existing psychological cognitive issue, or whether there's this lasting brain injury that we can somehow intervene on in the future. So, and then there's also these patients that have this dysautonomic picture where they have, heart rate changes. They get the diagnosis of POTS, and they have like hypermobility, hyperextensible skin, and then these chronic pain syndromes, and I feel like there is a lot of room for improvement in our management. So that's me in a nutshell.